This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, sometimes you just need a nap, even if you're at work. And then Tom's been known to take a nap or two here at work.
I've climbed underneath my chest and just pull the chair up and close to me. You can't tell I'm there.
Sure, yeah. Even, you know, some people, they'll go into the bathroom stall, take a nap.
That's gross. Not seem like a good place to
well,
nap.
Well, you know what? You lay your head down on the back of the stall like a, you know, a desk.
That's just nasty.
If I always look under a stall, and if I see feet facing forward like that,
yeah,
I've laid down on the floor here and put my head on the tile until they got carpet.
We can get away with it here, though, because we can kind of cover for each other if you need to take a nap.
Y'all try to record me snoring.
Now, you know what? There is a friend of mine, and he was getting like a cable like in his master bedroom, and they came in, and there were two guys. One was a trainee, and the other one was a guy that actually worked. And he walked in, and the trainee was laying on his bed taking a little rest with his eyes shut.
That's some good training right there.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as it goes, I got some ways to actually take a nap while you're on the job, because we are an extremely sleepy society. I would even call it an epidemic in some cases.
Might as well. Everything else is.
Yeah. So if you get caught sleeping at work, some of the experts say that's one of the worst things for a person's career because, you know, you're going to get made fun of. And
we see Congress do it all the time when they're in
session. But that's true.
I mean, we still vote them in. They still get to keep their jobs.
Yeah, but if they catch you here, they'll be like, what, do you think you're a congressperson?
So here's some of the tips. I don't know if these are all great. They're not foolproof. But tell your boss you forgot something, some kind of appointment, maybe a dentist appointment or something, or you have to go pick up something, you have to go run an errand, and then they say, go take a nap in your car, because like a 15 to 20-minute nap can refresh you for the rest of the day. But you don't want to take the nap in the employee parking lot.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, you don't want to go outside, take a nap out in your car. You want to actually go park somewhere else.
Remember a while back, I saw one of our sales girls, she said that she was always go out there and take a nap. I didn't believe her, and I was leaving one day, and she said, she rolled her window down. See, I told you, I'm about to nap.
I don't know if this counts or not, but it won't get you hidden during the nap. But if you get caught napping, just tell them they told me this might happen when I gave blood today.
You can do that.
That way you have a good excuse for it, and you look like a good person because you gave blood.
Okay.
Or tell them you're in deep thought. Because I do that when I'm thinking about something. I close my eyes, and I'm at a restaurant with my mom recently, and the server came over, and he thought I was saying prayer.
I was about to say, just say amen.
I love that. You use that excuse.
Mm-hmm. Well, amen. They actually say you can lay on a couch somewhere and maybe pinch right between your eyes and pretend like you're in deep thought or that you have a headache or something.
You're not going to stay that way once you fall asleep.
I know your mouth's going to be wide open. You'll be drooling.
That's a bad idea.
Fall out of your chair.
Yeah. Other ways that you can actually take a little nap at work, you're going to take an item like a pen, maybe contact lens case, a file, anything. Drop it on the floor underneath your desk or whatever. And then
stay there.
You lean down, you lean like over your armchair, you know, your arm, and you act like you're reaching for that. And then you can just take a little nap with your arm laying to the side, and then if somebody comes up, like, oh, I was getting this pen right here.
Okay, you're right. Some of these are pretty bad.
These are from the experts, too.
No, they're not.
The best one I save for last, though. This one's really good.
Who's an expert in taking naps at work?
Exactly.
Like, what researchers are out there like, this is what we're studying today?
We're talking internet here is what we're talking.
I'm guessing that they surveyed Tom, because this next one is kind of what Tom has done before. He went and took a nap, and we were talking about him in the office.
Yeah, like, I wasn't asleep yet either.
Yeah. He goes, I'm down here.
Yeah, y'all don't realize y'all's voices carry.
You should have seen them jump.
So here's what you do if you want to take a nap at work. I think this one's good. You turn off your computer and unplug everything from the back of the computer. Then you lay underneath the desk. And then when somebody comes up, you know, and nudges you or say, hey, you know, what you doing down there? You're like, oh, my computer broke, and I was trying to fix and hook it up down here.
It's not terrible.
I know. That's a good idea. Yeah. It's like you could just crawl under there. Put a pillow behind your computer, too.
You're just praying they don't come in. You're snoring and drooling. You're like, oh, I was just working on the computer. Like, no, you weren't. You were napping.
Not to mention, you ever been in bed and you jump all of a sudden?
You hit your head on the ceiling of the desk.
I fell asleep at school. And I jumped, and I hit my pencil, and it went flying across the room, right toward the teacher's desk. She goes, you were asleep.
Yeah.
And you know how you jump. So you can't do that at work.
At school, it was just the worst, because you would drool on your desk, and then, you know, you don't look as cool.
And everybody laughed at
you. Yeah, they're laughing at you. Or they would paint your fingernails. Did you ever have somebody paint your fingernails at school when you fell asleep?
I didn't have friends.
Those weren't friends.
Yeah.
True.
Well, if you are trying to take a nap at work, there's a new product out called the Sleep Number Office Chair.
Are you one of the 43% of Americans who are sleep deprived? If so, it's time to make some changes.
Should I sleep more at night?
Please. Nighttime is for binging Netflix, not sleeping. That's why we've developed the Sleep Number Office Chair. The Sleep Number Office Chair guarantees you the best day's sleep you've ever had at work.
My current office chair is so uncomfortable. I can barely take 3-hour naps at my desk without waking up.
The Sleep Number Chair's patented technology offers the perfect office snooze experience. Order now, and we'll throw in a free MyPillow desk blotter.
Ever since I got my Sleep Number office chair, I leave work totally refreshed. And tomorrow, I'll be even more refreshed. My boss just fired me.
The Sleep Number office chair. You'll never be tired at work again.
That is a pretty good idea, you know.
I need one.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
When's the last time you saw someone wearing a pager? You may not even know what I'm talking about.
A lot of people may not.
There was a time when everyone who was cool ran around with a little box on their belt, and it would beep, and if someone wanted to get in touch with you, it would show the phone number you were supposed to call, sometimes even a little message.
Yeah.
You know, maybe just like ASAP or something in text.
Don't some doctors still have them?
Some doctors still have to.
I've seen them.
That is kind of odd when you consider the phones are pretty much the same thing now. But I guess maybe it's the one thing you can't turn off, and it definitely alerts them that this is an emergency.
Right.
But it's pretty rare these days to see someone run around the pager. Definitely not someone who's just doing it because that's how they stay in touch with everyone.
Fun thing to do at parties. I know that my mom and dad, they said that they would put pagers, like 12 pagers on people, and have everybody call that pager.
I don't think we need to talk about your parents' weird parties.
Wow.
No.
Were all the keys in the fishbowl?
Oh, snap. Well, there's going to be technology that we consider normal now that in 50 years people will think is crazy. Probably not even 50, probably 25, 20 years from now. Much like pagers, it will go by way of the past. And so they asked people, what things do you think are current technology that will be ridiculous in 20 to 50 years? Number one thing they said was charging cables. I mean, they're already going away. You got those little things you set your phone down on, it charges, and they are incredibly better than cables.
They are, but I hate when I'm sleepy at night and I don't set it on properly, and I wake up the next morning, I've got 8% from my phone.
I listen for the little beep.
Yes, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
But my little wireless charger doesn't charge as fast unless I plug it straight into a wired. It charges a lot faster than the wireless.
Quite frankly, I think in the future, you're just going to carry your phone with you, and there's going to be these charging stations that are just in the building, and you just got to be around them.
Oh, I think it'll be better than that.
And so you just have your phone, and it's all constantly charging.
I think it'll charge from your body. or movement.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. You can do solar power too.
Yeah. Of course, that you have to be inside or outside, rather.
So you'll always have a dead battery, is what you're saying.
Mine will be dead as reported.
He's on the couch.
I can't even keep a watch wound.
And I'm talking to a friend, and she was like, "Oh, I think I got 5,000 steps in the day. I need more. I got to go walking." I'm like, "I think I got 200.
Oh, man, that's good, Cato.
Well, I know there's 22 steps to come up to the second floor
right,
here.
So you went up and down 10 times?
No, I went up and down twice each, but then I walked to my car and walked into my house.
That's got to be 200 steps.
Yeah, at least.
Let's cheer like the app did. 10,000 steps, you're good enough.
I'm sure my app would tell me to get up and move.
All right.
Yeah, the sedentary reminders. I was like, let's turn this off.
Would you breathe?
Another thing they said won't be around is loud engine noise. Because, you know, everything's going electric and the cars are silent.
I was walking across the street the other day and an electric car almost hit me because, wow, that was quiet.
You didn't hear the UFO coming? Mm-mm. That's what it sounds like.
They said car accidents will be crazy in the future because all the vehicles will work together to avoid accidents.
Aren't they having issues right now with those?
Well, they're new. But once they get them all worked out, they'll all talk to each other and be like, I'm in this lane. Okay, I'm in this lane. Don't come here. Okay.
And the airbags will probably be on the outside of the bumper. So Kato, it's like, you know what? You're about to hit a car and it'll go poof.
That's exactly what people thought about the car when it first came out. Oh, I ain't trusting that crazy contraption. But it eventually improves.
Yes, but the self-driving cars, I've seen the movie on Netflix.
Okay.
The government's going to turn them against us.
Grandpa.
I saw the video where the guy was in an Uber, and it was driving itself, and he's just going in circles at the airport. Yeah. Couldn't get out.
And there was one that got stuck in the middle of an intersection. The guy just got out.
Uh-huh.
All right, game consoles. They say you won't need game consoles.
I agree.
Won't need an Xbox or a Super NES or any of that, because you'll just play it. And they already do this in some cases. There's a program called Luna, and what you do is there's a computer back at Amazon that's actually running the game, and all you're doing is getting the pictures on your screen and reacting to them. Mm-hmm. So you don't even have to have a good gaming machine to play. They've got the gaming machine. You just connect.
It's like the Nintendo Switch.
I'm getting eyebrows from Tori.
I don't understand.
Like right now, you got to get a PlayStation if you want to play the games.
Oh, okay.
Your husband used to have it, what, Xbox?
No, I think it was one of the PlayStations.
Okay.
He had it for two months.
No.
2 days.
He was so excited. He had saved up for it, and then he bought it, and he played it for 4 hours straight, and then he turns to me and goes, I think I'm going to return this.
I can't believe. I mean, that's got to help your guys' marriage. No fighting over video gaming.
Yeah, he never lets me play.
But here's the thing. Now you won't need that box.
Oh,
you'll just
connect, good, because it's overpriced anyway. Why do they cost so much?
Connect over the internet because there are a computer inside there.
Oh.
You just be on your phone. You got to have some device to
just
play.
Just your phone, and you'll have a monitor.
And a
play joystick.
I will say I do want a monitor because that phone screen's too small to jump over those barrels.
They say another thing that'll go away is toilet paper.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they say they'll have all kinds of new ways to clean your bottom, whether it's laser cleaning or spray cleaning.
Okay. That's probably 100 years from now.
Nah, 50 years is a long time, man.
I don't want a laser shooting in that area.
Yeah. I do if it's very careful. Mm-mm. I want to be that clean.
No. Yeah, and then suddenly colon cancer's on the rise.
No,
thanks.
Laser doesn't cause cancer.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
Everything does.
It's just light.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust it.
You burnt our wall in here with a laser.
Well, they're not going to burn your bottom with it.
Well,
they're
going to
burn the poop crust.
It's burning right now.
It's just the first rounds of it. The first people who have to try it out, they'll get their bottoms burnt.
Well, it's like all this technology. It starts off a little rough around the edges.
No pun intended.
But it gets better over time. And pretty soon, 50 years from now, they couldn't imagine anything as disgusting as using toilet paper.
I hope I'm dead before that happens.
Me too.
You will be. That's 50 years from now.
Well, by then, somebody will be wiping me.
Okay.
I will be doing it myself.
But bend over, Kato. Let me get this laser aimed just right.
I can't move.
Yeah.
I can't believe I said that.
It's a target down there.
Oh, my heavens.
I see the bullseye.
Oh, my God.
Don't miss.
You brought this up.
My, you did.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, kids. We're going to talk about you again. We were talking about how stinky your room was not long ago here on the Hawk and Tom Show, and the reason for it, you don't even know it smells bad, but you need to clean it up. I want to talk about chores this morning because they found that girls spend an average of 40% more time on household chores than the boys do. So girls are doing a lot more work, and it starts very early. Say the gender divide starts by age 5, with girls between the age 5 and 9 devoting 30% more time to this the chores than the boys do. So they start early, I think because they want to help mama cook in the kitchen, maybe wash the dishes, stuff like that. And the boys are oblivious to it. Now, as it continues on, they say the girls between the age of 10 and 14, they spend 50% more time doing chores around the house than the boys do.
Is this that they are asked to do more or they just do it more?
They just do it more. It's like, but I think they also will probably be asked to do it more as well because they do it right. And I think the boys probably mess it up a lot more than the girls do.
I don't know. That time I mowed the lawn, that sprinkler never saw it coming.
You know what? Yeah. So you did have to do, you had to mow the yard?
My parents were very much, I want y'all to be kids as long as you can, enjoy it. But that made us want to help. And so I was trying to be helpful. But well, okay. It did not help.
But that's not on the list for girls' chores. That's more so on the boys' list, because I have the boys' list for chores. Now, Tom, you have a boy and a girl.
Right.
Did they both do an equal amount of chores around the house or as they were growing up, did they? Because I'm curious.
I think it's pretty equal. I mean, like with the lawn, one of them gets the front yard, one of them gets the backyard.
So when they were younger, too, because I would think that Sam would do more work than Quinn.
No, Quinn's actually pretty good. He does a lot of his own laundry.
Oh, wow. So I've got to teach my kids to do that because they're going to go out and going to...
Wait.
What?
Your mom still needs to teach you how to do your own laundry.
That's true, yeah. My mom still lives with me.
But yeah, my wife was instrumental in that. If it was up to me, I told them early on, I said, listen, I don't know how this works, but laundry does itself in this house. You just put it in this basket and it ends up in the closet.
That's sad.
Well, when it comes to the boys and girls, here's the list of boys' chores. They say tidying up, putting clothes away, toys, any personal belongings. That's for girls and guys, really. Making the bed, which is a simple daily task for the boys.
It's not simple.
Okay. Yard work is also mentioned on the boys' list, not so much the girls' list, not to be, you know.
I took it off my list.
Okay.
Yes.
It is funny when you're an adult, you can just take stuff off the list.
Oh, I just quit doing it. And then finally my neighbor's son, Casey, called and said, hey, let me take care of your yard. I'm like, I'll pay you. So now he takes care of my yard.
Dishwashing, trash, washing cars also on the boys' list. Not so much on the girls' list.
There's companies for that.
Papa Bears.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting, though? Sometimes you want to help your kid, learn about chores and stuff like, okay, I'll pay you to wash the car. Yeah, and it's a horrible job. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you sit there and go, okay, I'm not going to give you the $5 now because you missed 10 spots here.
Yeah.
But they're 5 or 6, you know?
You're down there with a magnifying glass looking at the rims. You're like, dirt. You missed.
Other things, walking the dog, taking care of the dog, feeding the dog. Or cat, whatever pet that you have. And then putting away groceries, setting the table, and stuff like that is also on the boys' list. Girls' list, a little bit different now. Making the beds on there, tidying up, same thing. Pet care was even mentioned, but no yard work at all mentioned for the girls.
Well, maybe she hit the sprinkler, too.
It could be. Bathroom cleaning on the girls' list, not on the guys' list, which I think that should be taught to little boys more so than little girls because it's a disaster area.
Yeah, you ever see those videos where they take the black light in there?
I have.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but girls, you've got makeup all over the counter.
Counter, stuff like that, yeah.
Okay, so girls clean the sink, boys clean the toilet and the wall behind it.
You know, I saw a video where this guy explained to his wife what's going on, and he has her hold a hose in her hand. And then he turns it, and she's got a bucket in front of her. And he turns it on, and she's all over the place for a second until she gets it aimed in.
Well,
he's like, this
practice.
Is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden there's this torrent. You've got, I mean.
But like for her, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
You have to get used to how forceful your fire hose shoots water, and that way you can control it.
I don't know about all that.
That's why we just sit.
Yeah, we do. STP is what they call me. Yeah. Because sometimes it comes out like two different ways. It's weird.
Okay.
What?
So making the bed.
You should see a doctor.
No, Tom, honestly, you've had that problem
you
too.
You never know.
It's like,
you never know.
So meal prep also, not on the guys' list, but more so on the girls' list. And cleaning up, all the stuff and washing the dishes. Laundry was on both lists, but more so a lot more sorting, washing, folding, putting away clothes on the girls' list for chores.
I feel like boys should learn that too, though, because at some point you're going to be on your own. Those are things you need to know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My mom did not teach me how to do laundry. And by the time I moved out for college, all my stuff was pink, everything, because I like washed it with a red shirt. Everything that was white is now pink.
Well, it's just interesting, I think, Tom. The reason I bring it up is because the girls are doing a lot more work, even at a younger age, than the boys are.
What do you propose to do about that?
Well, it ain't my job to figure it out. It's the parents' job to figure it out. I'm like, you on your own. I just brought up the stuff. It's kinda, I just want to sit back and watch the fireworks with the siblings argue about, why ain't you doing more chores at home?
You just stir in the pot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I wish I'd have learned how to cook with my mom. Because I can cook, but not like my mom. I can wash clothes. That's pretty simple.
Yeah,
don't mix the whites and colors.
Nobody told me that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The reason we might laugh a lot now is because we're about to do some toe wrestling.
Yeehaw.
You might tickle someone's foot doing this.
Toe wrestling is huge on the internet right now, and we have decided to embrace it here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Now, the World Toe Wrestling Championship, they've been going on for like 30 years, believe it or not. And there's a 17-time champion, Alan Nasty Nash is his name. Now, I don't know if he wins because he got stinky feet, and they're just nasty.
Well, that's probably better than Jim Toe Jam.
Ooh, yeah. I wonder if they got, like, monster truck names to this toe wrestling thing that goes on. Bigfoot. There you go.
I like that.
It's just like the big monster truck, you know?
I'm going to pick a lint out from my toe.
Yeah, well, I'm not even taking my shoes off yet.
Oh, my feet are freezing already.
All right, are we going to video this?
I just got a pedicure a few weeks ago.
When's the last time they clipped them things?
During my pedicure.
I'm going to warn you, I could cut someone right now.
Oh, my. Tom, did you not trim your toenails?
I just didn't get around to it.
Really?
Poor Hawk was so sweet yesterday after the show. He says, just FYI, we're going to be doing toe wrestling, so you need to get a pedicure. And I was like, I ain't got time for that.
Not that I was judging, just saying.
Well, you were looking.
Chipped up toenails all over the place.
They're busted.
So we're going to do it. You guys ready? We're going to do our first toe wrestling competition here for Torture Tuesday here on the Hawk and Tom Show. And what do you want to do? Tom, you want me and you to go first or Tori and Kato?
Tori and Kato said they would go first.
All right. I got my shoes and socks off.
All right,
my feet
knock it out.
Are cold.
My toes are freezing.
You'll be a judge here.
All right. Now we've got this... Are we going Facebook Live or are we just recording right now?
We are live.
Okay, so you can go on Facebook and watch this. Hawk has got his hand over the camera, but
All right.
We're off to a great start.
Kato, lady, get your feet down the floor. You know what it looks like. You face each other.
No, you don't. They're going to tell it to everyone on the radio.
Oh. I was just saying they know what it looks like, and I was going to describe it.
I just want you to know that my toes are somehow cold and clammy.
I'll let you describe it. I'll go ahead.
Okay. Might not want to turn that microphone on.
I don't know.
Which one'd you break?
All right.
That one.
So basically,
do this one.
You're facing each other.
I'm not a callous one.
You grasp toes, okay? Grasp your big toes to each other.
Okay.
And then
sorry.
got to put them in there.
There you go.
Well, back up some because.
Okay.
Oh, am I straight?
All right. You now are facing each other. You've grasped your big toe together.
Feel like I can't reach.
Now, it actually goes like arm wrestling. The first two boxes on each side. Could you guys be quiet? Sorry. Honestly.
Oh, it hurts. Hurry.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Now, they've interlocked toes, so they've got the big toes wrapped around each other.
So, do I go this way?
The first person to push their foot all the way to the left or the right is going to be the winner.
I have a question.
Okay.
My heel is, like, not touching the ground like his is.
Well, that's just because your feet are different sizes.
All right, how about that?
If there's a way you can get it on the ground, that would be best.
Okay. Yeah. Unfair advantage, she says. So, here we go. You're going to go towards your dominant side, okay? It's just like arm wrestling.
Wait, what?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
So which?
I'm going right.
Well, I would do this, but I'm using the left foot because her right toe broke.
Oh, so you're at a disadvantage. I see. Yeah.
You can see why this hasn't made it big on national TV yet.
All right.
Okay.
Wait. So I'm going this way?
Sure.
Okay. You're going that way.
Yeah.
No, what? No.
No, this way.
Wait. Yeah. I go this way?
Yes.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Toe wrestling. Go.
Dude, why are your toes so strong?
Oh, your legs are.
Dang, man, that is.
Oh my God.
I thought this would have been excited already.
Hey, girl.
Come on.
Get him.
No.
Come on.
No. Come on.
No. Oh my gosh.
It's not working. It's not. We're going to lose.
No.
I'll let you win.
But because too sweaty.
It wasn't moving.
Yeah.
I mean, we were literally
y'all were locked there for a while.
Oh, that
so who won?
Yes. All right.
So I have tears in my eyes.
Basically, Kato let her win. I think.
It hurt. We're not moving anywhere.
It was a standstill.
I think if we'd have put the other way, it might have been a little easier.
We can try the other foot.
No, okay. I think we got a good round there.
Tori, and honestly, Tori,
she laughed at my feet.
Well, she had that broke toe, so she was at a disadvantage.
Yeah, because she's using her left foot.
Well, and you gave it to her, basically.
Yeah, because
so.
My toe hurt.
That's a win.
All right. So more fun with toe wrestling coming up here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Stick around.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.